rudimentary creatures of blood and flesh. You touch my mind, fumbling in ignorance, incapable of understanding. Organic life is nothing but a genetic mutation, an accident. Your lives are measured in years and decades. You wither and die. We are eternal, the pinnacle of evolution and existence. Before us, you are nothing.
You try the door of the Asmodeus room. It is locked, but the key is in the lock. You turn it and step into a dimly lit room. A single candle is burning on a table on the far side of the room, in front of a window. Two packing crates have been turned upside down to make seats on either side of the table, and there is no other furniture. Your ears prick up at a shuffling sound behind you, and you wheel around towards the door. A loud cry comes from behind the door, and a man with thick white hair launches himself at you.
So, you want to know what it was like? I'll tell you, because I can just about face it now. When I was over there, it was the scariest time of my entire life. Every day, bombs would go off. Bullets would come at you at any given moment from all directions. The screaming, yelling from a language you have no understanding of, it's haunting. We'd walk through towns that we just blew to shreds, and we'd see children. We'd go into war thinking we're fighting for the common good of mankind.
Wait a minute. These cookies aren't chocolate chip. These are raisins. Why? Destroy all the food dispensers. Wipe the raisin abominations off the map. I just wanted chocolate chip cookies. By the way, I wrote you this poem, and it goes a little something like this. All right. Kill Jack. 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 A poem by me.
You're right, Tom replied. I'll use my compass instead. It won't let us down. Tom held the compass and walked in a complete circle. As he pointed it to the west, the arrow whirled several times and came to rest on destiny. Tom felt his heart lift. He put the compass away.
The compass is telling us to go west, he said to Elena. I'm sure that's where Arctur is.
Enough, shouts the torturer. Undo the imposter's ropes. Our friend is no more a friend of the master than is the chief of police.
He frowns and considers your story.
It is impossible that your story is true. Somehow you are not like the others. Perhaps there is some truth in what you say.
Good morning, troops. I have an important announcement. In 1 hour, each one of you will take part in the most important mission in our history. A mission that will result in the defeat of the vile enemy who has brought chaos to our continent. Although we are from different nations and of different races, we have fought, suffered, and died together. Fighting for what we believe in, fighting for freedom.